Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Sarah Folks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Sarah Folks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you once again because you are a faithful God. Thank you for dying for us on Calvary so that we can get life, so that we can be able to have a right standing with you. And so, Lord Jesus, I pray for all your children that are going through a lot of problems, that, Lord, you will reveal that faithfulness, that you, the Lord, you will always reveal to your own in the name of Jesus, that they will see the one that loves them so much in the name of Jesus. They will look up and they will not look down. They will not look down because they will see problems down, but they will look up and see the one that loves them so much. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to continue with our study on Mary. And in the last program, we were talking of the fact that Mary offered her body as a living sacrifice, that she offered her body, giving up his own ambition, desire, and ready to serve the living God. And then in the last program, we said we are saved to serve. We are to be living sacrifice because God wants us to be dead to our sins and to serve and to be alive to the living God by serving him. Without serving the Lord, then it means that we are not alive. Until we serve, then we are not alive, because he's the one that gives the strength to serve, according to that Romans 12, 1 and 2 that we look at in the last program. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was alive to God, and so because Mary was alive to God, we can also be alive to God. We can also be dead to everything, all our ambition and everything that we think our rights, our privileges, and be alive to him so that we'll be able to serve him. God is not the one that will force us. It is a matter of voluntarily giving up everything that we think is important to us, giving up our Isaac, so to say, to be able to bring forth the plan of God for our lives. Until Abraham was able to drop Isaac, he could not get him back. And so, maybe your Isaac could be anything that is so important to you and you think you cannot part with. Until you tell the Lord that you are ready to offer that, that may be difficult for you to serve the Lord. Because God will still send his word to those who will receive, and that word will still make them whole. That's what Psalm 107 verse 20 says. And the young men and the young women can learn a lot of things from Mary by abstaining from sexual impurity. You know, keeping yourself pure, making your body available as a vessel of honor unto the Lord. And the married women should keep themselves pure also, according to the word of God, until we can make that effort on our part. God is not the one that will keep us holy. We are the one that must keep ourselves holy for the Lord. We have to keep ourselves pure for the Lord. The reason is the Lord will not use a dirty vessel. He will use the vessel that has set, that has decided to offer herself. Until we do that, God can do anything. Just as you cannot go to your toilet and use your toilet bowl and say that because it's part of the vessels in your home or part of the things that you have in your home, and then you're thirsty and then you go to your toilet and take water from the toilet bowl, you can't do it. It's not because it does not belong to you. It's not because you don't scrub it every day. You do that every day. It's the place that you pay more attention, but you will not use it. Why? Because it has not been set apart for that. God wants us to set ourselves apart for him, For us to breathe forth for God, we must be spiritually fit. And yet, God has so many things that he wants to breathe forth. Look at Mary. Mary set herself, making herself ready for the Lord. It is true that it is through grace that Mary was chosen. But do you know that grace also has to be reciprocated? If the Lord has given you the grace of dying for you on Calvary, then offer your body because of the mercies of God that you have received. Mary was not the only virgin in Nazareth, because it was a normal thing at that time for young girls to keep themselves pure. But God has seen something so great in the life of Mary that we will still continue to look at, like faith, like just offering ourselves, not arguing with the Lord. These are the good things that we can learn from Mary. Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 20. In a large house, there are articles, not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for noble purposes, some for ignoble. If a man cleanses himself from the latter, he will be an instrument for noble purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. It's only when we do that we can be prepared to do good work. In the church today, there are variety of people, so many people. Some are like gold and silver, some like wood and clay. Some are good, some are bad. Some are sincere, some are insincere. Some are genuine, some are counterfeit. Some are clean, some are dirty. Some are pure, some are impure. Some are true, some are false. And yet, in the church, all these people are all together. But don't forget that the Lord sees every one of us. He sees our heart. He sees what we think about. He sees how we agree with the word of God, how we reject the word of God. The great thing about Mary is that she agreed with the word of God. Let it be unto me, your handmaid, your servant, exactly as you have said. So many times when messages are going on in the church, so many times we shake our head. I don't know if you know a goat, but in Africa, there are something about goats that you can learn from. A goat is an animal that does not learn from mistake. He goes to a place and is beaten up. He's going back to that place. He will just shake his head like this, that, well, I'm not affected by that beating. And then he goes back again and is beaten all over. He goes there again, is beaten all over, because he goes on destroying things. But not like a sheep. A sheep, we never see a sheep taking something that does not belong to him or forcing himself to a place. In fact, a sheep cannot be killed by anyone, but a goat can be killed by anyone. Now, when a Christian refuse to accept the word of God and you shake your head and say that, I'm not going to take that, I know what I'm doing, then you're a goat. That person cannot be for a noble use. You know, Mary could have shaken her head in her heart, not even outside, and said that, no, I'm not going to do that. Then she would not have been a vessel unto honor that can be used for the service of the Lord. A lot of people always say that, I want to serve the Lord. Yes, the Lord has called me. The Lord has called you. That is good, because the Lord has called every one of us to be of service in his home. But how much have you purified yourself? What effort are you making to purify yourself, to be a noble vessel? It takes purging, cleansing, scrubbing from all the things that the Bible said in that 2 Timothy chapter 2. You have to make the effort to scrub yourself, to clean yourself by what? By the word of God. The word of God is the one that is going to cleanse you. As the word of God comes to you, don't shake your head to the pastor. Don't shake yourself to the fellowship leader. Don't shake your head during the cell group. Don't shake your head during the worship and say, no, I'm not going to do that. Then you are not cleansing. You are saying that, let that dirty things remain in me. Don't clean it off. And that person can be used. Mary did not do that. Our behavior that is dishonorable, our words that are corruptible, our ways that are dirty, our teaching that is falsehood. We have to release everything to the living God. A person who cleanses herself will become noble vessel. And it depends on who you are working with. You know, there are so many people that have two characters. They have two behaviors. And our character is what God says. You know, our reputation is what other people say. I can say that I'm a good person, I'm a kind person. And that might be the reputation that I have with the people. But my character is what God sees. You know, Jesus, God, when he was going to choose David, said that, I have seen a man after my heart. He's not in the stature of David, but the heart of David was what the Lord has seen. When the Lord looks at your heart, what is he seeing? Is this something that is a vessel that he could use? Or is this something that God can never touch? God is calling on us. He wants us to know that it is our duty to make sure that we allow that word that we hear day in, day out to have effect on us. If we have to allow that word to wash us, look at the way that the word that was sent to Mary prepared her for the master's use. We have been sanctified. We have been set apart unto Christ and his service. Fit for master use. Christ will be able to use you just as God was able to use Mary. Then you will be prepared for good works. Without being cleansed, without allowing the word of God to cleanse you, you cannot do good work. You may be walking, but you will be doing nothing. You know, the Bible said, without me, you can do nothing. The Bible didn't say you will not be able to do, but it will amount to nothing. And God does not want us to be a time waster. You must be doing something that will be having impact in the kingdom of God. And that is why we must allow the word of God. Make sure that you find the time for the word of God. Just as you find time for shower. Make sure that you shower yourself with the word of God. Cleanse yourself so that you can be clean for the work of the Lord. Christ will be able to use us if only we can do that. It is better for us to be used by God than for us to be using ourselves. God does not want us to use ourselves, but he wants us to be able to be used by him. The Lord will help us and give us the grace to be able to be all that he called us to be in Jesus' name. Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank and worship you because you are the Lord. Be thou glorified. We pray that, Lord, you be with us, that, Lord, we'll be able to stay with right people, that will not contaminate us, that will not make us to be stinking, even spiritually, but we will stay with people with like-minded, people that can encourage us, people that can say the right thing to us. Lord, we will be wise enough to choose the right friend, to know the right companion, to know the right place to go in the name of Jesus. We will not be stubborn, but Lord, we'll be yielding to the word of God and to the direction of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all your children that are thinking that, how can I do this? Lord, you that you will say that I will make all grace to be multiplied unto you, that you having all sufficiency in all things will be able to do good works. But Father, give us the grace that you will multiply that grace unto us, that we'll be able to do good things, even as Mary was able to do. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman with pastor and author Elizabeth Bonkley, stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book Virtuous Woman or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org or call 651-646-1610. That's 651-646-1610. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman.